As part of our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Rodney Wan with the Health Department. Rodney, thanks for calling.
Sure. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Let's talk a little bit about what the state of Clinton County and the state of Indiana, what are we looking at as we start our week here, Rodney, with COVID-19?
Well, our numbers haven't gone down any by any means, so we're still riding that month-long wave that we've had of double-digit new cases at each and every day almost. So I did a little math this morning and looked, and for a 10-day window here right now, we have 208 new cases that are out in the county in different places right now. Our rates for positivity are going up, so that immediately puts pressure on our schools and our long-term cares, as we've talked about in the past. So we're very concerned about that as well.
And when we talk long-term cares, we talk about the Milner Health Cares and the Wesley Manors and stuff.
Yeah.
I think last week, or maybe I think it was last week, Rodney, we went ahead and they've went ahead and taken some additional precautions on mitigation themselves, haven't they?
Yes, and they watched those, as I say, those positivity rates very closely. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare both give them guidelines in which to do things based off of it. Right now, unfortunately, they're probably having to start restricting the visitations to some degree. They've already had sort of an up-and-down situation with visitations, and we know how critical those are for their clients. So they're also probably having to test almost every week, if not twice a week. And that, you know, again, is a lot of extra administrative and man hours that are being used up that, you know, they have to somehow adjust for. So, so definitely they're seeing the pressure. Definitely our schools are starting to see some of the effects of the community widespread, because we had the fall break and now we've got students coming back, and we're seeing almost each and every school corporation having some reports. So,
which we kind of expected. Rodney, when we talked to you last week, you had talked at length about this is more of what we're seeing. The uptick in Clinton County is more of a community spread, which is what you were just explaining, which means people going out and being around people. It's not one event that caused it.
As far as from what we can still tell, and then the tracing that we do and what we coordinate with the state, because, of course, remember, the state is actually doing a majority of that contact tracing instead of the local health departments, which makes it a little bit more difficult for us to exactly pinpoint where things are happening. But we are working closely with the State Department of Health to try to identify different areas, if there are any. What we're seeing from what we can in the last 2 to 3 weeks is, as you say, small social gatherings, folks that are going out and perhaps they're in the bars and they're not adhering to the mask rule, and some of these small events, you know, that are getting together. And I think folks have kind of let their guard down, and that certainly has fueled this spread right now. And of course, we've got students that are out there, and we've got, you know, employees of long-term care facilities that have to interact with the community, and that brings that threat into those facilities as well then.
Rodney, I know we had a lot of people disappointed 6 months ago when we had to cancel a Rossville regional basketball game, championship game, I think. And then, of course, last week, a couple cancellations on the school's part with football. And that's just 6 months later. So this thing is still with us, and we're still canceling things 6 months later. And then we're getting ready for basketball season, too. So I guess the rule of thumb is we're going to keep an eye on this thing, but we can certainly expect some changes through a long winter basketball season, possibly.
Yes, and again, as you say, we're already reviewing, you know, what plans can be done for winter sports. But you know, you make a valid point. About 2 days ago, we had 30 new cases all in one day. That is our highest total per a new case count in a day since this has began. So, and we have not had as long a run of positive cases, double digits, as we have right now. So all of our major indicators are telling us that it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. And, you know, yes, so we're looking 6 months later, we're back to looking at measures that we had to do back in March. And it's unfortunate, but as I'm sure I remember Dr. Tharp telling folks, we have the power to change this still. We have the ability to take and have the responsible behaviors that will allow for folks to continue to wear masks, and we can drive our numbers back down, and we can ensure that there's the best chances possible of winter sports occurring. You know, we're working hand in hand with the school corporations and the boards, but they know what's at stake as well. So, and we all agree that the community is going to have to help us out here on this.
You know, other communities had fall break too in the last couple of weeks. Rodney, have you heard anything about upticks in any surrounding counties?
We are seeing upticks in other counties. We're seeing, as you, I think, gentlemen mentioned last week, new measures being taken. Unfortunately, our neighbors are not as bad off as we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are leading the epicenter right now in our area here. But we saw Tippecanoe County take some measures to start to limit the size, at least getting safety plans in place for sizes of events that are much smaller than what, you know, the governor's order at stage five ordered for. And that's in order to help limit that community spread. And the health officer here in the county is also looking at doing the same thing. So definitely those communities who are seeing the problem early are going to be the ones, if they can make a move to try to mitigate it, are going to be the ones more successful. You know, we're worse off in many cases than Marion County is right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah, if you go by per capita, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. We still have robust testing, but also we have robust outbreak at the moment. And unfortunately, you know, those two are on opposite ends of the position we want to be in. So.
Well, Rodney, we've got several things coming up over the next couple months. Keeping responsibility in mind, it would be good to try to participate in things if you do want to get it out and about, such as the TPA Park Festival of Lights. You know, there's nothing that's better suited than that for having some social distance and still get out and have some normalcy.
Yeah, I agree 100% there that is at least one event that folks, you know, sticking to their, you know, family, close family units can go out and enjoy that. And it's still seasonal for us as well. And it's certainly going to do some good mental health for folks as well. So, and the more creative we can get at doing those type of things, the better off, again, our community will be able to try to get back to some normalcy. I agree with you, gentlemen, 100% that, you know, those type activities are still somewhat low risk and still very safe to do. So.
So we've got that coming up. I think it's good, a good reminder, Rodney, what you said a minute ago, is that we do have the power to control some of this.
Yes, we certainly do. We were doing very good earlier on. I remember months ago you and I talking, and the number of cases was less than 100. So mm-hmm. We have that ability. We just need to fight through the pandemic fatigue. And realize that, you know, as a community, we got to hold strong and together, because it's just waiting out there for an opportunity to spread. It's certainly, as the CDC and the federal government starting to say right now, our task force folks, they're seeing high spread rates within families. So, you know, with the holidays coming up and the enclosed spaces that we're all going to start getting into, let's try to keep that in mind that, you know, it's real easy to look at you and I sitting apart from each other in a room and thinking, well, we know each other. We should figure we're going to be both safe.
Right.
But everybody has their own path that they take and different people's paths that they cross each and every day. And everybody's level of safety is a little different. So, you know, unless you are living with those folks on a regular basis, I mean, even in the health department standpoint with our employees, we still mask up around each other as much as possible and stay 6 feet or more apart because, you know, in this case, we all live separate lives and, you know, we're all one functioning unit that we don't want to take each other out at the same time. So So those are going to be critical. I did want to remind you, gentlemen, to remind our audience that there are 3 days of this month in November that we will have the testing site closed at the fairgrounds. Obviously, tomorrow will be one of those days for folks to have opportunity to vote that have been working there. We're also going to be closed on Veterans Day and then again on Thanksgiving Day. So just to make sure that, you know, the listeners who do need testing will realize that those 3 days of the month there won't be testing available. So,
all right. We will add that to our news story and our update so everybody can know that there. Always good to talk to you, Rodney. We appreciate your time and expertise this morning.
And again, as always, thanks for the opportunity, and reach out if any additional questions come, sir. So.
All right. We appreciate you being available, Rodney. Thank you again. Rodney Wan with the Clinton County Health Department on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision.